الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the best amongst you are those that are best amongst you towards your family members. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي And I am the best amongst you to my family. During the lockdown period, the entire family is at home. The husband doesn't have to go to work, so he is at home. The kids are not attending school. They are all at home. And in most places, the helpers are not available at this time. This makes it difficult for the wife. However, our seniors, our akabirin, have taught us how to live with our family members at home. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that if I took any item from a particular place, then I would return the item to the very same place. Hazrat says that I emphasize that others should do the same. There is great ease and benefit in implementing the system. If you require that item at a later stage, you won't have to search throughout the house for that item, but you will look for it in that particular place and you will find it with ease. Similarly, if another family member, he requires the item, if it is kept in place, he will then find it in that particular place. That family member does not have to search throughout the house for that item as well. Maulana Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions that I don't remember requesting my family to ever pick up the dishes after eating. From here we too can take great lesson that if every family member after eating can take his dishes, his utensils to the washing area and perhaps even wash his own dishes, then there is a double fold benefit in this. One is, we will be acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by assisting in the home. And secondly, the work will be made lighter. Maulana Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali also mentioned that I never instructed the worker at home to do any work for me. If I had any requirement, then I would instruct her via the wife. Hazrat explains that the worker is under the command of the wife. Therefore, I would instruct her via the wife. And secondly, Hazrat says that to speak to a strange woman without necessity is against haya. And the worker that is in the house, she falls in the category of a strange woman. Maulana Tanvi Rahmatullahi also mentions that whilst eating, if I didn't find any water, then I would get up and fetch the water myself. Hazrat never commanded his wife to go and bring the water to him. Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullahi was so kind to his wife that he never burdened her with any task, to the extent that he never even requested her to prepare a particular dish for him. Hazrat would eat whatever was available. So on one occasion, his wife asked him that, what is it that you desire to eat? So Hazrat said, I am happy with whatever food you prepare, whatever you cook, I am happy with that food. So she insisted that, no, there must be a particular dish that you would desire, that you would like to eat as well. So then Hazrat said that, prepare a list of the various dishes that are easy for you to cook, and I will choose one dish from there. We can take great lesson from here, and we should also make it easy for the woman folk at home, not only during this lockdown period, but at all times, as taught to us by our seniors. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.